Later, after Owl and Rabbit had had an argument over who would look after the gramophone and the records, and Lottie and Eeyore had solved the argument by carrying off the whole lot between them, Pooh and Piglet walked home through the moonlit wood.
"I wonder why things have to change," murmured Piglet.
Pooh thought for a while, then said,
"It gives them a chance to get better, like when the bees went away and came back."
"I suppose so,"
said Piglet, a bit hesitantly. Then he cheered up.
"It's been a good summer, really. Do you remember that six I hit to win the cricket match?"
"I do,"
said Pooh, a bit less cheerfully than Piglet, as he also remembered being hit on the nose by the cricket ball. And he remembered Piglet going down the well, and the census, and the academy, and the produce, and the gramophone. It all seemed mixed up with the fluff in his head, but at the same time it was so special that it deserved a hum. So he sat down on a log and made one up.
"Christopher Robin has gone away. He would not stay, no, he would not stay. When will we see him? Will he be back? Did he even have time to pack? He left his music, but took his machine, the best and the bluest we'd ever seen. He left us all wondering, gone for good. No, he'll be back to our lovely wood. One day, perhaps, when the sun is high, out of the blue we will hear him cry. Piglet and Eeyore, Rabbit and Pooh, I'm back again to spend time with you. I've singed it, but I haven't signed it,"
said Pooh,
"because I can't write."
"Doesn't matter," said Piglet. "I was worried you weren't going to put me in like you always used to, but then at the end you did."
"You don't rhyme with very much," said Pooh.
"Are there many rhymes for Christopher Robin?"
wondered Piglet.
"I don't think so. Not good ones."
"We could go and ask him tomorrow."
Then they remembered that Christopher Robin wouldn't be there tomorrow or the next day. So off they went together. And if you passed by the 100-acre wood on an early autumn evening, you might see them arm in arm, strolling contentedly under the trees, until they are swallowed up by the mist. This is Jim Dale. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Return to the 100-Acre Wood by David Benedictus. This program was executive produced by Patty Perouse and produced and directed by John McElroy. Return to the 100 Acre Wood is a production of Penguin Audio, a member of Penguin Group, USA, Inc. Copyright 2009, all rights reserved. The book Return to the 100 Acre Wood is available wherever Dutton books are sold.